Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Min. I'm your co-host with Debbie here from the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides, and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing in-depth world. Debbie, hello.
Hello, Min.
What's today's topic on our potty?
We are going to be talking about SDA consultancy.
Awesome. Fantastic. I love this topic. Debbie, in the past, you and I, 15 years ago, maybe even longer, we were doing a lot of financial planning work, and the industry was moving towards a fee-based system. The government wanted to move away from commissions being sold in shares, managed funds, life insurance, financial services products, home loans as well. It went towards a fee-based model. It took a long time for that to occur, but I definitely see in the future, in the NDIS world, that more of a trend. Probably 5 years from now, I think we'll see more of this kind of trend. But we're leading the charge ourselves. We're very focused ourselves as a business and as Property Australia to give that transparency and advice to clients who are coming to us and engaging us. Tell us more about this topic, Debbie, and why we're talking about this today.
Yeah, it's been probably the last 2-3 months. We have had so many queries coming in from developers, funds, family offices, sophisticated investors wanting advice. They want to know advice on a project they're looking at or a product they're looking to buy or a portfolio they're looking to build. And they just want our assistance. They don't necessarily want to buy off us, but they don't know where to go for the information they need. So we've really started to develop what we're calling a fee-for-service system. We have a whole lot of different reports that we offer now, but a lot of this is really hinging around an hourly rate that we're charging for the advice we're giving.
Because we want people to come to us to not intimidated, to feel pressured in any way, because out there in the marketplace, we know, there are a lot of real estate agents trying to flog SDA products out there, okay? And how do we know? They all call our office, ask them for our stock, ask them for what can we give them and what can we pay them as well, right? It's funny how the second line out of their mouth, Debbie, is, hi, hello, my name is this, and I want to know how much commission you'll pay me.
Yeah.
And my answer is zero, because you don't know what you're doing, buddy. So we want to remove that that pressure or that worry or concern that people may have that we're going to sell them something. Well, no. Of all the companies out there in the marketplace, we are not out there as selling agents as people may think. We're not. We're very much focused on customer service, advice, a lot of free advice, data analytics, financial modeling, and we really care about the industry that SDA is evolving into. As such, as we grow our business, we felt the need that we want to give that quality advice to those stakeholders that Debbie mentioned earlier. And it's fair value, an hourly rate. If it's 1 hour's work, 1 hour it is. If it's 10 hours, it's 10 hours. It's whatever it is. But at least it's fair, transparent, and there's no hidden agenda, Debbie. No hidden deal under the table, no commission. It's just simply, hey, hourly rate, pay us and we'll do the work for you. Now, that may come in the form of a report, and you can see our reports on www.ndis.property/reports. Our costs are there, but we're happy to, you know, provide whatever is needed as long as it is paid for and is legit. That's all. We've now added provider assessment, provider consults. If you want to talk to a provider, we can introduce you to validate, verify information you're asking about generically by SDA. Happy to do so. Pay the fee and we'll arrange it for the SDA provider, by the way. And they whoever they may be around Australia, can we'll tender out to them and get them to call you back and book a time in. So happy to do that as well. if it's to do a density report sign-off, $100, done.
Can you explain a little bit more about what exactly that is?
When builders, before they start building or they actually do finish a build, they require a sign-off from an SDA provider, registered, by the way, to say that confirming the bedrooms, bathrooms, the site does not exceed the 15 maximum residents on the site. So obviously, if it's a house and land package, it's a four-bedroom house, there's no 15 people living on site, obviously, Debbie, right? They want to make sure that it complies with their process with the NDIS, with their paperwork in lodgement with the assessor to the government, that it is complies with an SDA standard of build. That's all it is, yeah. And obviously, any provider can do this, right? But obviously, if everyone's throwing this request to providers, that they don't feel obligated to do it. But if you pay them to do it, they'll do it, obviously. So the point is, in this world of SDA, I feel like the industry needs to move towards a fee-for-service process, because too many groups out there, and I say this very clearly, a lot of groups out there, Debbie, are charging people $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for nothing, like for the privilege of talking to them. And I think that's borderline scam. We take $4,000 or $5,000 off someone and give them nothing for it. Okay. That's my honest truth. And if you've paid that $4,000 or $5,000, silly you. Okay. You shouldn't have done that.
Well, let's hope you do get something for that.
Yeah. I doubt it. But the point is this, I would like to see the industry move towards a fee-based advisory model. We've launched our own internal brand called SDA Advisory Services, which does give advice on a fee-based model. No commissions, no deals, just simply we do the work and we get paid for it, right? Just like an accountant and a lawyer, same. Because if you're outlaying $900,000, $1.1 million, you should get advice independent of the person selling you that SDA package, because who knows what they're doing on the side, okay? Under the table deals happens all the time. No, I'll rephrase it. A lot of time out there. But you know what? If it did happen, you'll never know. You will never, ever know what the side deal is, okay? If you want us to assess and vet them, your package you're about to buy, or the strategy or the product, we're happy to scan our eyes over your thing and give you an hour, 2 hours worth of work and give you back a green light or a red light, a red flag, as I say, yeah.
So I guess our consultancy model is obviously evolving because it's still very new. But yes, it involves reports. It involves a fee for service for advice on whatever our clients need advice on. It might also involve inviting them to one of our masterclasses, SDA masterclasses that we're now holding, that are full day workshops, to like a crash course in everything to do with SDA.
I would call it a crash course, Debbie. I'd call it a crash course and cheat codes, right? Because where else can you go find all the secrets and all the hacks and all the shortcuts to expedite the secrets to doing this correctly, properly, by sitting in a room, a masterclass room, full of like-minded people who are sharing knowledge, sharing experiences, are giving you the answers as to what you're trying to find out. Because, I mean, let's be honest, we can all log online and watch some YouTube channels and webinars and workshops which talk about SDA. We all Google it if you want. That's fine. The answers are all there. But there's only so much information on you can get from Google. To get real experiences, real knowledge, real secrets about SDA, you got to pay for it. Okay, that's the truth, everyone. You got to pay for it. Okay, so I'm happy to see people receive the truth in person or in writing. Happy to do that, as long as people don't waste another person's time. So we're happy to give that work over in writing, as long as it's being paid by the hour. Yeah,
yeah, because we do so much in the back end with research and financial modeling. And, you know, it's only fair that we do get compensated for that time that we've put into that. And we do still give a lot of information out free of charge to our buyers and to people that come asking various questions of us. But, yeah, this is just a very transparent way of providing valued information, I guess.
Anyway, Debbie, thank you so much for jumping into this podcast. We look forward to rolling out more learned experiences from our upcoming masterclass in Melbourne on very soon, coming up on the 11th of May, and interviewing people who attended that event too, and also the speakers. We'd love to share the insights of what happened and why it was so positive and the outcomes from that. Because you get, as someone said to me once in the office here, you can only learn so much on Google because it then gets too overwhelming. You got to actually go out there, meet people, network, share information, and pay for information, pay for research, hire people, okay? Because in the world of SDA, let's be honest, consultancy work here, you're going to hire a town planner to review your site and lodge your DA to council. You're going to hire a lawyer to review your contracts. You're going to hire an accountant to review your tax structure as you acquire this SDA asset. You're going to hire a financial advisor to review your numbers pre and post acquisition before you purchase SDA. And we would think that you would hire a SDA expert. It doesn't have to be us. Could be anyone else out there. An SDA expert on a retainer or a fee to get independent SDA advice. Okay? So that's what you're getting when you pay $1 million for an SDA property. You just don't be a tight ass. Get the advice and go from there. Otherwise, if you try to cut corners with advice and you make a mistake, then you only have yourself to be blamed for that.
And you could have just made a very expensive mistake.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Debbie. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.